Where do you get this mic? Can I get it on Amazon?
Michelle just told me what to get, and then I got it, and then that was like 2 years ago. And then you've gone through like four mics, though.
But you know, I'm back to the original.
She orders mics like I order vibrators.
Wait, so is this what? Like, you order what?
She's one gets old, and then she's like, I'm going to buy a new one.
Did you say what I think you said?
She always goes back to the original.
Am I still missing?
Just like Christy does.
I think I heard what
I'm kidding.
And she's
I just
not
have
even
one.
Drinking wine.
It's old standby.
Are we allowed to say this kind of stuff?
We can say whatever the fuck we want. Oh. It's a podcast.
It's our podcast.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners, tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews, broadcasting today from, not broadcasting, podcasting.
Podcasting!
Dallas, down by where we have the state fair.
Oh.
It's a really big thing here. Oh. And I'm here in a loft. I could like see the Ferris wheel practically.
Good old Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm with.
Oh,
I'm,
really?
I'm with my pal.
There was a bar in Boston called Deep Ellum that I freaking loved. And it was amazing. And I was like, what's Deep Ellum? And the guy's like, it's in Texas. I'm from there.
Are we technically in Deep Ellum?
We are in Deep Ellum. And it used to be called Deep Elm. But then it is now Deep Ellum. And yes, I live on the little like outskirts, I would say, right next to the Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah. You live there too, Steph?
Oh, I live and work here. But I'm
Steph
never here.
Steph Grant, everyone.
Steph
hello.
Grant, welcome
cast.
To the show.
Should Woo! I introduce myself?
We're just going to jump right in, and I'm going to give you a warning listening to this podcast. There's going to be a lot of overlapping dialogue. I can already tell.
Well, and I'm going to try to behave myself.
No, don't
Steph's
do that.
One of those like rare unicorn humans that is like delighted by all things big and small, but also like... It seems like sometimes has the attention span of like a fruit fly.
This is true.
But like
I'm already having a hard time. And
genius fruit
a minute,
fly.
Minute in.
She's like she's touching all the equipment. Like what? Yeah. What is this? What?
The coffee next to her was like percolating. Literally, she has a little like self. You know,
I have a French press.
Yes. While you were doing the intro, and she was like awed by like it's making noise while she's doing the. But it's
I'm
going to
be fired
noise.
From this podcast. Have you ever fired anyone from a podcast? Is that somebody me?
No, negative. We have not.
TBD, TBD.
So let's just jump in and tell us who you are. We have mentioned you on the podcast before.
It's a process. I'm still figuring
this
out.
This can be like just a short answer.
Okay, Steph Grant. Steph Grant, stephgrant.com. I am, I would say I spend most of my time doing wedding photography. I have an agency that specializes in LGBT weddings, and it's not just coming in for 8 hours and documenting that day. It's literally getting to know the couple, spending time with them and their crew, and then telling the whole love story visually. And then I also have a corporate agency, which is taking up a majority of my time, and it's also just bringing the digital piece and digital storytelling to a lot of food service industry clients. So that, and then I have a nonprofit. And so I stay very busy traveling around the world and hanging out with people, meeting people.
You sound incredibly boring.
I am so boring.
Tell us about the nonprofit real quick, too.
There are times when I just want to, like, sit in my loft and, like, sleep and just, like, be by myself, and then I get bored with myself, so I have to hang out with people.
Instead of doing that, you do it for, like, 5 minutes, and then you write a giant blog post about how you're, like, you've reached a turning point in your life.
So true.
And
I turned
it's
over
time
a new
for
leaf.
You to unplug.
Yes.
But you're literally writing the blog post as you're unplugging.
It's so true.
Yeah.
You know what? Christy and I have not known each other for that long, but somehow she looks into the window of my soul.
Like 3 years.
Has it been 2 years?
At least two, because we met at a networking event here.
That's what we like to say, networking.
Well, it was like an actual happy hour that neither one of us had gone to this type of event before.
I felt out of place.
And I had that day, because I was still like networking, still trying to get my name out there, and like, I'm a wedding planner, and I'm new here.
I pulled it behind you in valet.
Yeah, but I, that day, had looked up lesbian wedding photographers, like wanting to know who in Dallas, and you were the first hit.
I was there?
Yeah, but I had I had a list of like five photographers. Just I didn't know these people. I didn't even know what they looked like, but their names were in my head. Mm-hmm. And Steph Grant, you have a really graphic.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, the name, like when it's written on her website, like it's memorable.
One syllable per word.
Yes, it's easy.
Well, you know how we remember people's like avatar? We remember mm-hmm. their little logos yeah. In this industry. We're like, wait, what's your name? Oh, yeah, you have the gold right. hexagon
that,
or whatever.
The avatar, the gold hexagon, and also my hair is really
yes.
strange.
It's like you Conan O'Brien-esque.
Yeah. I like your hair. It's super styling.
Thank
and
you.
The glasses.
I have a hat on. I have
I
know. A hat on
but
now.
We both came into this networking event and like got our little name tags. No joke, the like sticky. We were in line, and she's right behind me uh-huh. in line, and then goes up to the front to say her name because we're just guests. Maybe it was Nace or Ilea. It was some big one that we're not a part of.
I've never even been. Yeah. I didn't even know what it stood for.
And that's
for.
What you said. Oh, no, you were like, "Hi, that. It's I've never been here before. It's me, Steph Grant." And I turned around and was like, "Oh my God, Steph Grant! I was just looking at your website." I love gay weddings. My name is Christy. I am new here.
I'm not gay.
Let's
but
be friends.
But I love gay weddings.
I didn't say
weddings.
That.
She didn't say that. But she
I just
want to
say
hand.
I'm not gay.
Right.
However,
I embrace
I wouldn't assume anybody is or isn't, of course.
Of course not. But you knew I was gay.
I mean.
The most gay. I had a rainbow cape on.
Not the most.
I had a rainbow cape to this marketing event.
But after a friendship developed and we yes. got like starting to figure out how we could collaborate. We've still never done a wedding together.
We've never done
a wedding. Oh, you haven't?
We haven't? Mm-mm. Oh, we started to do that
we started
one
to
thing.
Do a styled shoot together, shoot. And then it like fell through and we were going to pick it back up. And styled shoots, you know, life gets crazy and they get to the bottom of the
They're
list,
not priority.
But, yeah. But we keep up and hang out. And when we hang out, it's like, you know, the kind of friend where you have like 5 minutes of like, hey, how mm-hmm. are you? It's so hot. I like your shoes. And then after a second, you're like,
it's so hot.
I'm going through this major crisis of faith yeah. or whatever. And you're like, here we are. We're
well,
doing it.
Well, she told me the last time we hung out. No, that was like two times when we went to Ascension. And she's like, I want to hang out and I want to know you. And I was like, oh, tell me more. And she's like, no, I feel like you have this persona online, which is so true. Like, it's called calculated vulnerability.
Oh.
You know, we're getting right into the heart yeah. of the matter here.
Holy shit,
calculated,
this is deep.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So the podcast, I know, is going to be mostly about LGBT weddings, but I think also I should interject and say that because of the following and people wanting to see the love stories, that people see like a version of you online that isn't disingenuous or it is authentic, but it has to be very calculated. So I think a lot of my friends
sort of meticulously
yeah.
crafted what you
yes,
put out there.
Exactly. And so when someone like takes me to coffee or we want to go out and like mingle and they say, I want to know you, like it is intriguing because most people already think they know me. And so for someone to like be like, let's go grab coffee and tell me your story, I'm like, most people already know my story.
Or you
story.
Have it kind of pat.
Right, exactly.
Not like, she doesn't like put it, her story into 5 minutes, but yeah. she's used to, I think you're used to giving people like the sound bites they want to hear.
Exactly.
That reiterate
right.
what's on your website. And because if you guys, those of you that are listening, will include all the links, of course, there's a ton of information that Steph's put out there about herself and her own journey, personal and professional, to get where she is now with shooting these incredible weddings all over the world and how you're highly sought after, and then also how your passion on the side for mm-hmm. helping people and being transparent in mm-hmm. your coming out and coming from a religious family and all of that turned into a really awesome nonprofit now, mm-hmm. which is called Promote Love. And that I feel like I had the honor of talking to you right, getting to know you right when it was on the cusp of becoming
right.
what it is now.
Right.
When you have a lot of big ideas, but you mm-hmm. had to distill them down into what it is today.
Right. And I think that everything happens when it's supposed to happen and timing can be off, but you either have to make it happen right then as much as you're able to and then come back and revisit that. And that's what I did with the Promote Love movement is at the beginning, I just had this idea to... Okay, so I feel like we have to go back and like tell the whole story of why it even existed.
Yeah.
Because of the... So basically, I had no money. I moved away from California. I was like...
So you grew up in L.A.?
Grew up in Orange County, Huntington Beach, L.A. area. And I moved away. I moved to Texas in 2010. So bullet points, I worked at Hurley headquarters, which is owned by Nike, Inc., worked by the beach, like had an awesome job, and decided to quit because all I wanted to do was travel and hear people's stories and somehow document that. Well, I wasn't really a photographer. And in 2006, I had picked up like my first camera when I was going to New York, and I was like, oh, I can figure this out. I threw away the manual and I'll just like make the most of it and see what happens. And it ended up taking off. Well, I shot my first wedding in 2010, which was when I actually quit my job, which is crazy. Who shoots their first wedding and then they're like, I'm quitting, I'm doing this. And I had even said shooting my first wedding, I was like, I will never do this again. I will never shoot a wedding again.
Was the wedding in L.A.?
The wedding was at the Queen Mary in Long Beach in California. Yeah. And I didn't hate the wedding. The wedding was beautiful and nice and the couple was amazing. But I was like, this is so stressful. This is like a person's like the most important part of their life, you know? And if you miss one moment, you're screwed. Like you messed up.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
You legitimately messed up. Yeah. And I'm like, what am I doing? I've never had a class in photography. I've never been trained in this. I don't know what I'm doing.
So you thought all those things after you'd already quit your job?
After I'd already quit my job. And I'm like, oh, how about I quit my job and I move away so I don't have any clients and I don't know
anyone.
And I
may or may not be talented.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can take a picture that's not blurry. And so I'm in Texas.
I feel like you have things slightly out of order, but I always go
like my own way. Like Fleetwood Mac, you go your own way.
Totally.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Good song.
I feel like we should insert that in really quick.
Sinatra had one too. I did it my way.
I don't know that one.
It's because I'm 35. Go on a cruise. Oh, wait. It's definitely on. Everyone karaoke's that song on a cruise.
I've only been on one cruise.
Watch The Sopranos. It'll be on there at some point.
Okay.
Anyway, so first wedding.
First
you hated
wedding.
It,
said I will never shoot weddings again. Then I move away. And the camera equipment that I was working with, I use that term lightly. I had a Canon, for any photographer out there, I had a Canon, what did I have? It was like a Rebel T2i, which was like what every tourist has.
You don't have to like wind it up.
Yeah, it was like a throwaway camera, and I'm a professional.
It was encased in plastic in case she fell into a pool.
And so I'm like, okay, cool. I'm living in a place where I don't even, like, what did I do? I just moved to, I lived by the stadium, by like Wet n Wild or whatever that is in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, I worked there. I was a lifeguard for three summers in a row.
How old were you?
15, 16, and 17.
I didn't know you then.
I mean, we didn't cross paths. I'm just saying.
We're the same age, though, right?
It's a coincidence. Yes, I think I'm a year older than you.
35.
And I just turned 36.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Oh, God. Yes.
Are you going to be able to piece this together? Good luck keeping up with my brain.
Point of the story
is the point of how to go to promote love movement. But it all comes, like, full circle. So I'm living by the Wet n Wild or whatever this water park is in Arlington, Texas. I left Huntington Beach, California. I didn't have a job. I had never been a photographer really before. And then all my camera equipment was stolen. And I was
broke. How did you end up in Texas? Sorry.
I just moved to the middle. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get...
You didn't know anybody?
I had a couple friends from like a few years back. So I had a couple friends, but I'd only been there two or three times. Okay. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make this work. And then I get there, and I'm like, what in the world did I just do? I have no camera equipment. I have nothing. Our pets' heads are falling off.
I love that reference. I use it all the time. Nobody ever knows it.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
From Dumb and Dumber, when he's like, everything's going wrong. We have no jobs. We have no cars. Our pets' heads are falling off.
No one ever knows it. Look, she's like.
Most people are like you.
So back to the nonprofit. I'm just kidding. So, anyway, so this was the year of 2010, yesteryear, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I would shoot maternity sessions, families, anything I could to make like $50, literally just to pay my rent. And so fast forward a little bit, 2013 or 14, I photographed, and this was before I marketed myself as an LGBT wedding photographer. I was just a photographer that had no idea what she was doing. And so,
who identified as LGBT.
I did, but I wasn't like, I came out in 2007. So not long after that, I was like 24. And then I moved away mostly because of that, because I needed to find myself and like get away from like the religious upbringing and just figure out my own life. So I just ripped the Band-Aid off and moved away and then figured it out later.
So by the time you booked this wedding, you were better at weddings. You were still doing them.
Yep.
And the couple happened to be two beautiful interracial lesbians.
In L.A. Because
this is
there.
The origin story of how she like skyrocketed to.
Yeah. So if you type in like lesbian Indian wedding or Steph Grant.
Lesbian Indian wedding.
Two words. I saw that on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, it has 2 million views, which is insane. But like, so keep in mind on my website for like photography, I maybe had one or two visits a day, which was probably just me refreshing the page. Sure. You know,
I hate that.
Right? Google Analytics, it's like, Steph Grant, we know you're back. And so it literally...
Like, gotta stop going to my website. Yeah,
it literally went from that to, like, I was...
Because who picked it up? Who...
Well, get this. Tumblr. It went viral. Started on Tumblr, which I didn't even have a Tumblr. I didn't even know what it was. And so I'm, like, in a meeting or I was somewhere and...
Unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst to me, it's spreading around the world. And I'm, like, I get a text from a friend... who's like, you have 71,000 notes
on
Tumblr.
We're going to include one of these pictures on our stuff, you guys. So go look, because this is the wedding we're talking about.
You have 71,000 notes on Tumblr.
Can you imagine if we did a podcast and you found out we had 71,000 downloads?
Oh, my God. I'd fucking shit my pants.
You pooped your pants. That's what I was just going
to
say.
So that happened to me in this meeting. I'm literally there, and I'm like, what is happening? I don't even know what notes are.
And you're like, does this mean I'm... a millionaire?
Am I internet famous?
Yeah.
I don't even have a Tumblr. Yeah, yeah. Should I get one? Yeah, so I get out of the meeting.
Who do I call?
Right.
How does this
and
work?
So then I have all these emails, and I was like, what? And so I go to my website. It's crashed. Because clearly, your own website, it can't handle something going viral. There were 81,000 people on my website in one day.
What?
Wowza. It crashed because GoDaddy doesn't support that. Like, if something goes viral, it's going to be on YouTube or Facebook where they can, like, support that. Mine didn't. So, fun fact, as of a few days ago, my website currently lives on the same server as Nike, which is kind of fun.
Oh.
Yeah, because in order to get it back up, I had to have my friend put it on a server that could handle it, and that was one of our clients back then, or his clients, so... Anyway, back to the matter at hand. I'm like, what is happening? I have emails from Huffington Post, Mashable, Cosmo. It was on Reddit, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Meanwhile, I'm just
trying
to figure.
Why do you think it was so... I mean, they're beautiful. Pictures are beautiful, but was it timing?
Yeah, it was definitely timing, because as far as anyone knows, it was the first LGBT, like, Hindu Indian wedding that was photographed
in the
United States. Yeah. And maybe there were more before that, but none that you could find online. And before, in 2013, think back to, I mean, you guys have been doing this for how long, the podcast?
Well, the podcast for 2 years, but we've been wedding planners.
Almost.
I mean, what? Yeah, for
and
a long,
like, when did,
no,
evolved
18,
so much.
When did
years.
You guys first do your first, like, LGBT wedding? Do you remember?
Oh, me? Last year.
Last year, okay.
Last year was my first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then I guess you guys might not know this, because in 2013, like, you could type in gay wedding into Google or lesbian wedding, and you'd see, like, Portia and Ellen, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But that was, like, literally the only thing.
Right.
Or, like, porn. Like, you would just find, like, gay things or lesbian things, which were not love stories or not weddings that you, as a couple... want to go to get inspiration for your wedding.
Yeah, now...
So now you can type in.
Totally.
Right. You can even type in wedding inspiration and still see gay couples.
Yeah, and all the mainstream, you know, places that are picking them up to... We talk about this a lot. Like, should we still call it gay wedding or is it all just wedding? We definitely think
on that too.
We should still call it a same-sex wedding because we think an earned...
yeah.
Like...
It's still an earned term.
It's still timely.
That's what
it was
think.
Not that long ago.
I have
it was
a
legalized.
Blog post about, because I even get gay people that are like, Steph, it's just a wedding. It's 2018. It's just a wedding.
I hate the word just in that sentence.
And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, first of all, if we're going to be nerds about it, SEO and a couple going to find a gay wedding online, you have to put gay in the title or lesbian in the title in order for it to even show up.
Yeah.
And also, I'm proud of where we've come. Like, 4 years ago, you could type in that and you could get nothing. So the fact that you can go on Martha Stewart Weddings and Brides and like
Junebugs, all the
gay couples now. That was not a thing. Like and, even a couple years ago.
And we
ago.
Should mention that HuffPost, for whatever reason, like latched onto you or they had some writers, you were on their short list because every other post about like awesome wedding destination photos or like top 10 waterfalls to shoot your wedding in front of, like, you know, gay. Random HuffPost stuff. BuzzFeed, HuffPost, with, I feel like every time there's at least one of your couples
which
in
is,
there.
Which is really cool because I think I was just right on the cusp. I was an LGBT wedding photographer before there was someone who would call themselves an LGBT wedding photographer, you know? So I started marketing myself as that when that went viral and I had a choice. I'm like, okay, I'm going to literally be out as a gay person and marketing to gay people to shoot gay events. You know, that's a huge step for myself, being raised Pentecostal and in church and a praise and worship leader. Like,
did you
my family wasn't
it?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, not question your identity, but like, okay, it's now or never. Yeah. I'm either going to jump or I'm going to pull back.
Yeah, I could have taken the safe route and just kept shooting what I shot. And like, I found my niche and I found something that helped me find myself, you know, like in coming out with being an LGBT wedding photographer, I was able to come out and be true to myself, which in turn started
sort of
the Promote Love Movement.
Right. You or gave you a little bit of confidence, cushion.
It could have destroyed, it could have either destroyed me or given me, like, luckily the whole wedding was seen in a positive light around the world, even in India. Like I would get messages, I still get messages to this day, kids in India saying, thank you so much, Steph, for sharing this story. How do I come out to my parents? You've inspired me to be true to myself. And I'm just like, how can I not do something with this that's bigger than just the wedding photography space, you know?
And then a little star was born.
A little star was born. But
Steph, how did you answer that person?
How did I answer?
Answer that now to those listening.
So there were times when it was over my head because I was still figuring out what I needed to do to come to terms with, you know, my sexuality. So I would tell people.
How do you, like, it's like you have your own shame and issues around it. And then a 10-year-old wide-eyed is like, give me all your wisdom.
Exactly. So, like, I had to reach out to, you know, therapists. And that's another thing with Promote Love. Like, I want to have on-call therapists who will donate their time for these kids who are reaching out to where I don't feel comfortable giving them the answers. I can share my story. Which is ever evolving, but it's not going to be the answer they need. And I don't feel qualified to give them a set answer of what they need to do, especially in India or somewhere where it might be illegal. So I would just tell them, you know what, I'm very proud of you for being brave and taking this next step. Let me put you in touch with this resource center or, you know, like a book.
Michelle,
that you
your question is exactly what she was asking herself,
right?
Which is like, I have to do something with this.
And it forced me to make a step in the right direction for myself and for all these kids and adults coming out and saying, we can no longer shame the LGBT community after seeing these wedding images. We can no longer deny couples love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but it did like morph with something else you were doing, like in your personal life and on the side, like, I'm super altruistic, and Michelle, you know this, like I volunteer with various organizations that help, like, you know, people with AIDS or people homeless and
Steph,
yeah, and Samaritan House and things that I like commit to. But Steph, you were also like the promote, it was like two worlds collided because you were doing nice things for people. Like I connected with Steph because I donated a bunch of stuff to these guys, these two gay guys they were married in Dallas when this crazy tornado went through like 2 years ago. That's how I know
that
we've been.
That was more than that.
Yeah.
That was
so we've been
Christmas
friends.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they posted, I saw on some like gay support Facebook group, like, we're homeless. Our house was just destroyed
by a
tornado.
Like, it was on the ground.
Both of us have HIV and I have, one of them had serious medical issues. And he posted this story, like, we're not getting help from FEMA. Red Cross is like kind of ignoring us. We're out, we're gay, we're old,
right.
And one of us has AIDS. Like, we're not getting the help that we need.
Right.
So I I put together this like neighborhood donation thing, and I had like a van full of stuff to donate to them while they lived in a hotel mm-hmm. with their two dogs. And I called
they lived there for
Steph,
like,
yeah, for 8 months.
Yeah, I was gonna say 6-8 months.
Yeah, yeah, to can you get these guys some press? Like, mm-hmm. go out and I was like connecting with The Voice, which is a Dallas newspaper here. So I'm not a writer or a photographer, but these people need help, and the best way to do it is to have some really beautiful photos taken of them, which Steph was like, I'll go tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, but that was at the same time that you were like collecting boxes yeah. of food for homeless people under the
right.
overpass over there. Mm-hmm. So you were kind of doing like hashtag promote love yeah. as a like help your
do
fellow man.
Deeds, yeah.
yeah, do good. And then when the other giant part yeah. came into it, you kept the name but changed
right.
the...
Well, I always knew what I wanted the Promote Love movement to be. It was just I wasn't ready personally for it to be that yet.
That
and I'm
focused.
Realizing, yeah,
okay.
because at the beginning I was like, okay, it. I would always say it has roots in the LGBT community. You know, it has roots in the LGBT
right.
Like, it came about because of this, but it really was just like breaking down walls with anyone and getting to know them without any hesitation and like doing good. And then I was like, oh my gosh, but I've always wanted it to be a safe space for the LGBT community who is raised with a religious background. But I wasn't even ready to tell my story. So June of last year, which was Pride Month, is June, I relaunched the website with a bunch of video stories and blog posts. And we relaunched with that mission of a safe space for the LGBT community. And then I still felt like something was off. I was asking these people to share their stories with me and the world and to be vulnerable, and they were crying and like literally weeping and trusting in me to share their story. But I couldn't even share mine.
Adults talking about
their childhood
with
trauma,
okay.
with coming out with the church, and you know, not just Christians. Like, I want a Muslim gay man to come onto the website and be like, I just need someone who can relate to me and find a story. So I was like, there's something missing. And it was the fact that I'm asking all these people to be authentic, and then I couldn't even share my story. So when the
Don't you think a huge part of that is like mm-hmm. what led you to photography in mm-hmm. the first place?
Yep.
Like, you are a documenter of other people's love stories.
Exactly. And that's one of the things you said to me when we met that one time, and you were like, I want to get to know you. And I was like, that's so true. Like, I can easily turn the focus onto someone else, and I know part of me comes out in each photo I take with each couple, but my story was never at the forefront, and I didn't think it was important enough to be at the forefront, so I kept avoiding it. And then with the Me Too movement, and just hearing all of these stories, and there was another hashtag besides Me Too that was called Church Too. And I read the first one, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share my story. Because if not, the Promote Love movement is just going to be, like, it's just going to plateau.
It's only going to go so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to, if I'm asking these people to be authentic, I have to do this. And there was so much that went into that I finally did it. And now we're on the, I think it was the beginning of this year, end of last year. So now we're at the point where it's like, it's out there. Everything is out there. Let's move forward. So it's just, everything's been so busy, but I need help. It's not just me. I don't want to be the one running it, you know, by myself.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just talked for 12 years.
What do you need help with?
What'd you say?
What do you need help with?
It's a nonprofit now. Before it was an LLC because I didn't know what I was going to do with it, really. And so now that it's a nonprofit, I need to form a board. I need to do all the paperwork that goes into that. But my goal with it, I have like a phase one, phase two, phase three. But the first part of it is people sharing their stories virtually and connecting online. And then having meetups for phase two where people are actually meeting in person and connecting with those people they met virtually. So we're doing like dinner parties, or we're doing coffee shops or campfires, and then having a conference or a loft space, which I just got, where we can have event like fundraisers yeah. for Promote Love. Yeah.
How cool.
Meanwhile, you still
That's
have
awesome.
Weddings booked.
And corporate. And corporate.
Okay.
So I just need help in that area for sure, because it's not something I want to do on my own, because it's not just my story, you know?
There's a really awesome Winston Churchill quote that I just heard about this week, and it says, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. It's all about true. Generosity. This is so good, right? I mean, is this like you're making your living, like you're, you know, you're getting
you
things
out of
it.
You didn't have to do anything else.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I think that, like, I mean, that's what life is all about, is what you're giving. And you can't just, like, hoard it all for yourself. If you get some, like, exposure online, you don't want to keep it for yourself. That's just bad.
Well, I was going back to what you said, Steph, like, you were there, you didn't even know, but, you know, you were just doing shit, and all of a sudden you blew up. And you had a choice at that time. Like, that was a big choice you made, because it could have gone the other way. If you know, a lot of people in business would be way too afraid to say, well, I'm an LGBT, you know, that's what I do. You know, I a lot of people would be like, well, no, you're going to be excluding other business, or you're going to get people who will not.
Yeah, you can't you know, have that niche.
And you had that choice, because it could have gone either way. So, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I mean, everyone was like, how are you not losing, like, your straight clients?
Right.
And I remember, oh, my gosh, I have to say this, and I hope people that they don't listen to this podcast, or they do and whatever, they'll take it with a grain of salt, but... So I was at this conference, and there was a workshop going on, and they were teaching other photographers, vendors, how to be more LGBT friendly, whether they're a photographer or a florist or whatever. So they were talking about their website, and I remember this person specifically saying, and this was years and years ago, and this is also when you type in and you can't find anything.
Yeah.
So the exposure was crucial then. Like, it was so crucial to have two couples in love kissing or holding hands. And I remember the advice that was given, which rubbed me the wrong way. And after I heard that, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I want to do the opposite of that. And it was, well, you can be more inclusive by putting two couples' hands together in a photo on your website that are clearly two men, but not showing their faces. Or, like, it was, like, almost beating... I get it.
That
I
you
get
could, that, like, tiptoe in a little
tiptoe
bit.
Tiptoe in. Yeah,
just
put
be
your
gentle,
toe in the water.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be,
right. So that
because
a gay couple would think, like,
straight
oh,
clients.
Maybe she'll do... She's a safe photographer.
Right. But it's like if a gay person saw two men hold... They would be like, cool, she does it. But if a straight couple, they maybe wouldn't recognize that.
They wouldn't be turned
but,
off. Of
yeah, it. But I don't like that. That rubbed me the wrong way, and enough for me to be like, I'm going to be an LGBT wedding photographer, and all my photos are going to be of lesbians in love and gay people in love, and people need to see that. People need to see something besides the stereotypical vision in their head of, like, promiscuous things. And no, like, they have kids. You adopt. You love each other. You have a house together. We go to bed at the same time you guys do. Like, we watch TV, like, it's the same thing, and you need to see
normalize
that.
Gay weddings, you were, like, going to go full gay wedding.
Yeah, I don't want to just show, like, two, like, I think that's great, and that some people needed to maybe ease in to not lose their straight clients, but I think it struck a chord with me because of my personal life, that I did not want to go, like, half-ass anything anymore, you know?
Okay, guys, this is where we talk about a very exciting event that we're going to be attending, Christy and I, together.
Face to face, in the flesh.
We're going to even, like, be able to hold hands and hug.
So much hand-holding.
Give kisses, drink alcohol together. It is the Modern Love Event. Go to modernloveevent.com, and you're going to see just when you get to that page why we are going to this event. It is like no other wedding showcase you've been to before, okay? It's not one of those big, crazy wedding expos
with folding tables and pop-up backdrops.
It is inspiring. It is the anti-booth, no folding tables, like taking Pinterest and bringing it to life, interactive, highly designed, friendly people. They're pushing the limits. They're breaking out of basic, and we are all about
and
it.
And we are going to be there in a fun lounge area ourselves. We're going to be answering people's questions, recording live. We're going to do a little, not a presentation show, like we'll be on stage talking to the people.
We're going to have fun with it.
We'll collect questions from all of you listeners ahead of time, too, so we know we have some great stuff to talk about. And then we can't wait to bring back all this content and record from Nashville. December 2nd is the actual event day.
It's a Sunday, December 2nd.
At the Cordell, which is a gorgeous hotel venue there. we're going to be in a hotel room, we think, so we can do some recording. Hotel room maybe. Recording? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe hotel room recording. So that's the most fun, is the hotel room recording.
We would love to see any of our listeners there. If you are in town, able to drive there, make a Southern road trip out of it. We would love, love, love to see you. And let us know via email ahead of time if you're going to make it on December 2nd in Nashville.
Sunday, December 2nd, 3 to 6 p.m. Go to modernloveevent.com. Click on tickets, and there is a discount code for you, 50% off tickets. That code is Big Wedding, all one word, Big Wedding, modernloveevent.com. We hope to see you there. Let us know if we will. All right, here we go.
Well, your, like, risk paid off, more, you know, obviously. Right. So now, 2018, Steph Grant Photography, how, like, if you look online, it's mostly beautiful women that you're photographing.
Yep.
Occasionally a straight couple or two men.
The Burning Man wedding.
Mostly women.
For sure.
And all over the, like, tradition spectrum. Mm-hmm. Some are still very traditional in, like, all the wedding
churches,
trappings.
Yeah.
So when we talked about at the very beginning of the podcast, these weekends where you document, try to tell their entire story. Mm-hmm. So how does somebody find you and hire you? Who are your clients? Like, who's finding you?
The coolest people ever, I will say. Like, it's crazy to meet these clients for the first time and to feel like you're already friends with them, and for them to say that too. Like, it's not just a one-sided thing. Like, I'll meet my clients and we'll be like, oh my gosh, it's so good to finally see you, like, not meet you, which is just unheard of, I feel like. But it's the only way to do it, as far as I'm concerned, because if not, you're not getting the photos that, like, you're missing that whole potential. If you don't tap into the actual relationship part of it, which is what I wanted to do in the first place, is travel, meet people, and tell their stories. So, I mean, the whole wedding part of it is almost a side thing, as much
just
as,
like,
it is
get
going
to spend 48 hours with two people, and it's kind of a big time of their life.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest times, but it's less pressure if I go into it thinking I'm spending the weekend with a really rad couple, and I'm basically just, like, telling their story. I'm getting to know how they met. I'm getting to, like, literally hang out and have brunch with their entire family and friends.
And you have a camera the whole time.
I have a camera the whole time. And it's not even just weekends. Like, I have a one-day package, I have a two-day package, and then I have a week-long package. And I have booked those. I was just in Thailand on a tiny island. Thailand. No, I was in the Philippines.
Can
on a tiny
I mean, can
island
you imagine
with
somebody
15
booking
people.
You for a week?
Yeah.
That's like
we
Pretty
just
Woman.
Do a package
I'll pay
with
you
the three of us. Can
yes.
we do that?
I'll pay you for the week.
It was literally on an island that held 15 people. So it was me and, like, 14 of their friends or whatever. And I was there for 8 days. Had to take a plane, then a seaplane, then a boat to get to this island. And I spent 8 days on this island with them and their friends, just documenting their love story.
You're getting paid.
And I'm getting paid.
I want to...
Like, and you're, like, having fun.
Isn't included. What?
And you're having fun.
And I'm having the time of my life. And they're getting this behind-the-scenes video. They're getting the photos, the love story.
The little moments that a photographer wouldn't even be on location
exactly.
for otherwise.
And, like, if I'm just there for 8 hours, chances are, anyway, like, the couple is not going to remember... You guys are both married, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're married. 8 hours, or however long your wedding lasts, is so short. It's literally a blink of an eye, and you don't remember half the stuff, either because you're partying and having fun with your friends, or because you're stressed. Even if you have a wedding planner, you're still stressed as a bride and a groom, or a bride and a bride, or whatever. It's stressful that day, because you've built it up so much, and a lot of times, I feel like a lot of couples plan their wedding for other people, rather than themselves, and that's what I love about my clients, is that they are literally planning.
She's gonna kill me.
Oh, I get passionate. I'm hitting the
table. She's hitting the table, and you're going to listen back later.
Hey, you guys, when you're hearing all that those sounds, it's just Steph
it's
being
like
very passionate.
I'm just, like, chopping the table.
She's going to do it in her hands from now on.
I'm sitting on my hands. it's just, I don't remember what I was saying, but something about the clients being...
Oh, a lot of people plan their weddings for their guests instead of themselves.
Yes, which is really good advice.
It's so true. A lot of people plan their weddings for other people, and it's such a big event that there's so many people to please going into it, whether it's your parents or just, you know, anyone. it half the time it gets planned for other people and you look back on it and it passed you by,
like,
first of
were
all.
Were we
you're
even
like,
there?
Were we even yeah. there? And what did that mean? Like, of course it's like memorable and you're married and yay, like it's awesome. But then you're like, if I could have done that different and done it my way, I would have done this. And that's the wedding I want to shoot.
This
you know?
Is what we talked about with yeah. Trisha and Sutton, too. You think we would have already had their episode up? Who knows? It could be before. But we talked to a couple. I was a guest at their wedding that mm-hmm. had a estate home in New Orleans for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And we do want to recognize that we understand this is a luxury and only a certain percentage of people and Americans can afford or would think to spend that kind of money, mm-hmm. 8 days in Thailand, right. private island, blah, 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 or even just having any kind of destination wedding. But the whole vibe of having your friends and family and like your people, whether it's 10 or 50 or more, there for more than just the wedding event is really awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's awesome as a guest, it's awesome as a vendor, and it's, I think, I'm just a big fan knowing that, you know, I wouldn't be even able to do that myself, but like right. the people that can, it's really cool, you guys, to have that much downtime with your people.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people. I've done weddings. They spent $100,000, $130,000 right. on a one-day event.
Yes, exactly.
You can do that over the course of a weekend with a smaller group. Like right. I just talked to a couple that's going to get married in a few months in Lake Tahoe. They're renting a huge, like, what we would call a mansion, and they're going to house 50 people in there,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to do events Thursday night, Friday, yep. Saturday, and it's like
and
only
the
people that they love.
Yes, exactly. And all the moments that aren't events, like your two cousins that haven't seen each other or you haven't seen them mm-hmm. in, you know, years, like chilling on the hammocks when right. your photographer just happens to capture that. So yep. it's the unplanned, mm-hmm. relaxed, oh, 20 people just jumped in the pool.
Yep.
That was not on the itinerary, but isn't
yeah.
it so great that we had someone with a camera
exactly.
here to capture that?
And
you do it with love and you do it with care. So I think that's why people are drawn to you.
And I also think I can guarantee you that a couple of my clients who have done like the Philippines wedding where it was a private island or Virgin Islands where they get a house, like literally a mansion with a private beach.
Was that the Blondes?
Yes.
Okay.
Cassie and Kayla on it was phenomenal. And they had maybe like 20, 30 of their best friends. And I guarantee
everyone stayed
you,
in the same house.
Same house.
Wowza.
Guarantee you that those two couples spent less than a lot of my couples have spent on like just a one day affair mm-hmm. that was like all the bells and whistles, you know, because not saying that one is better than the other. I think that a lot of planning also goes into that 8 day extravaganza.
The experience is
right.
How the money is spent is
exactly.
very different.
I just say my advice to any couple out there, whether you're gay, straight, whatever, is do it for yourself. Plan a wedding, even if it's in your backyard or your loft or whatever. And if you don't want this person to come because they don't like vibe well with you or do it your way at all costs, because
we're
if not,
all
you're
about
yourself.
That
yeah
your way this is about yeah. need the name of the episode
well, that's
do
our
it your
advice.
Way with Steph Grant
right
hey Steph, a few weeks ago Christy and I did an episode of the show called What Straight Couples Can Learn from Gay Weddings and I wonder if you can throw in anything that you've seen or new traditions that are being created right now,
or something that really
that
worked.
You think are freaking awesome mm-hmm.
yeah.
that you might throw out.
I haven't been to a straight wedding in a long time.
She's like, I don't know, what are straight people doing?
What
are
they doing?
Still, like, being, like,
we're asking you what the lesbians are doing. What are
so
the beautiful
what are the lesbians
so
doing?
Yeah, it's really cool though because like I've shot
She's
weddings.
Like, I don't know, is there a garden?
I've shot weddings like girls in a church doing the traditional thing with like a ring bearer and all that stuff. And although that might not be what is ideal in my mind or how I would do it, there are still lesbian and gay people doing it that way and then going the opposite way and, like, getting married at Burning... Well, I mean, Kat and Daly got...
Couple.
Straight
yeah.
couple got married at Burning Man.
We're not saying that if you're a gay couple, you have the added pressure of, like, you better
no,
break
no,
some
no.
molds.
I just wondered
yeah.
if there was... Yeah.
Yeah, but have you seen anything that, like, any work... I don't know. Ceremony scripts are kind of a big thing.
Mm.
Did Cassie and...
Oh, they'll, like...
Well, there's the Supreme Court
ruling. Yeah, there's a lot of that
Kennedy.
Is read.
Yes. So we did that blurb. I read it on the podcast, right? And then we had the quote of the Supreme Court ruling when the Aburga fell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the last two weddings I photographed.
They did that. And the last two
really
straight
cool.
weddings I've been a guest at, well, not Trisha's, but other than that, they read that as part of their ceremony because they were, you know, a nod to the inclusivity of all their guests that were there.
Right.
And what it, I mean, it that's is a really statement cool. about marriage. Yep. So it's a beautiful sentiment anyways. Mm-hmm. But so that's, you're seeing that in scripts mm-hmm. for the ceremony.
That's happening a lot.
Okay. Oh, how about this? Yeah. What you could speak to some fashion stuff.
She's laughing.
Oh my God. The Miss America.
Oh,
yeah, we posted
wedding.
One of those.
Aaron
her,
and Chelsea.
The jumpsuit.
Yes, yeah, suits and jumpsuits and pantsuits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could talk about that for
tell
sure.
Tell us about it.
I mean, please, because where did she get that outfit?
It's on
first
my blog.
Of all.
I know that I have the link. I'll send it to you guys. I feel like I brushed over the last question, though, and I want to, like...
Well, because...
It's an important one, though.
We can give like, you a, we can give you a minute of silence.
Yeah,
so
I'll
you
have
can
to think, like, what... I think it really is, like, whether... Like, to not take it for granted. To not take... the other person for granted or marriage for granted.
The institution.
Yeah. I have a lot. Oh, see, we were talking about this
I have
earlier.
Thoughts.
We might have, yeah. We might have to like cut part of this out about what
that's
my
okay.
thoughts are on the institution of marriage and the paperwork behind it and being.
Well, the history and
stray away
the
from
patriarchy.
It if you can. Yes, like I am not a huge supporter, even though I'm a wedding photographer. I think that research all of it, research the history of marriage, and see if you actually truly believe in that before going through the traditions and the ceremonies and the words and the paperwork.
Or questioning like, oh, we've been together for 5 years, and maybe we want to have a baby one day, so we have to get married.
Yes.
Maybe you don't have to get married. I think millennials maybe will change that a little bit. You
I'm
know?
Hitting the table again. Yes, I think that is so important, and also... the binding part of it and like I belong to you in this, like be your own person 100% and bring that 100% to the table to any relationship, whether you're married or not. You don't need a piece of paper to say that you're, see I
yeah it's a rant
it is a rant and that's for a different podcast, I'm sure, but like
it's for the non wedding planning podcast.
I know.
The ones where they're not actually planning the wedding, they've already made that decision. No, but it's good advice. It's good advice, and even coming from me who's been married for friggin' ever, you know,
it's a big
there are
decision.
Things that I didn't think about then.
Right. It's not just a party.
You know?
And if you're really wanting to just have a party, that is great too.
Yeah.
Live together, be partners in crime for the rest of your lives, and don't go through the paperwork if it doesn't make sense for you.
We it's not like this is out of nowhere. Like on our podcast, we've talked a lot about the couples we get when they're like, and if you're listening, I would say this to you if you were right in front of me, the fresh out of college or like I'm 21 mm-hmm. and we're definitely going to get married because we just graduated and that's what we're supposed to do. And we see this a lot in the South. And I think times are changing, but I always want to give people the like, what are you doing? Go travel.
Right.
Stay in hostels.
Yes.
Do some drugs. Hang out. Like live, make bad decisions. Do all of that before you get married because marriage is...
Either that or do it together like I did.
Yes. Yes. But still, but we can still say that marriage, we say it all the time, marriage is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings... If you're stressed out about wedding planning, this shit is
it'll
nothing
take you down.
Compared to what marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost a pep talk for mm-hmm. couples that I am their wedding planner. I love marriage. I mm-hmm. believe in it. But that being said, it is work mm-hmm. and it is hard and people change and, you know, decisions are made that will affect you when they shouldn't or it feels unfair or you're resentful. And all of that is post-
Right.
Wedding. The wedding itself is a celebration. It speaks to love. It speaks to you two as a couple. We think it should be all the things you want it to be. But if wedding planning is really making you crazy,
mm-hmm.
back up for a second because wedding planning is nothing compared to
the
how hard.
The actual real life.
Yeah.
And
real
I'm not even married. I just shoot weddings. But here's the thing for my LGBT friends and family is just because... you know, June changed our lives.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
And that's not me. I mean, I wouldn't say that usually because, like, this is also my career and this is how I make money. I truly mean it. If you are just excited to get married and it's the next thing to do, it's the next step, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Or think about it, but don't even think about doing that.
Don't think about it.
Yes, or talk to me. Call me. I will give you free advice.
She will give you free advice from a non-married lesbian.
And I will book you for 2022. You don't need to have 2019 wedding.
There you go.
She'll give you, you should offer a discount. I'll book you for 5 years out. If you make it
good.
I'll knock $1,000 off because you've already done so really well together as a
couple.
Can
we write that down?
Notes.
Okay, what else? I feel like it's 52
Okay, we were going into the wardrobe, the jumpsuit that I'm freaking dying looking
at on your Instagram.
And
the Miss America, or was the bra, the other one in the dress?
The other one in the dress, Erin, was the contestant. The first openly gay contestant in the Miss America pageant. And her entire story is just phenomenal. She's done TED Talks, and she has a documentary.
We featured their photo with all the wedding party on our Instagram.
Oh.
One of the ones that you sent. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Or you said I could steal. Tell us about the jumpsuit or best outfits you've seen.
Okay,
and then
so
we'll do a
I love two brides in dresses. Like, yay, that is awesome. They look beautiful. But you also have to think, I'm clapping again and, you know, karate chopping
That's
the table.
Okay.
But you also have to think, what is visually appealing? What do you feel comfortable in?
Everyone's the most beautiful in something they feel kick-ass in, first of all.
Exactly.
But you're talking from just a visual standpoint.
I will approach it from both.
A nice cut change between the two feels pretty awesome to you.
If you think about it, there are the femme girls, there are more androgynous, you know, like, what do you wear on a regular basis? Bring that style.
And elevate.
Yes, exactly. And don't feel bad about doing that. Like, completely embrace that, because chances are you're going to feel more comfortable in your wedding photos or just your ceremony or party in general. So I love a good pantsuit with some suspenders. Court and Susie's wedding, San Francisco. Google Steph Grant, San Francisco.
And she had a button down, right?
Yes, and the leather suspenders, and like,
boom.
It was just, and but they still kept it femme with like their flowy, swoopy hair, and it was just, that was awesome.
One of them had a dress on, and one
of them both had one had suspenders, but the other, they both had pantsuits. I've had some where like both have pantsuits, and then one, I forget which one it was, like very like, I hate to say bohemian, but that's a thing, right? Like the boho chic thing, and they had umbrellas, and they were like marching down like with a marching band. That was in San Francisco too, Sally and Allie, and it's just everyone, when you bring your own style to your wedding, the photos alone are just going to be phenomenal because it's you, and you're going to feel more comfortable. So never do something because it's just tradition.
Tradition. I did a wedding of two brides. They were very young. They both wore dresses. They looked beautiful. I knew that one of them, just from interacting with them and meeting with them several times, although they were like babies who are still figuring out who they are and how they want to present themselves to the world. But I knew that one of them was not, a dress was like not her thing.
Right.
But she did it anyways, and she definitely did it to appease her parents and the like
units.
Giant group of family that was there, which was amazing. They had the biggest, most supportive families there. Not a month later, I think she chopped off all her hair and fully, it was like bow ties and suspenders and like men's shoes.
Yeah.
Replaced.
Men's underpants.
And all the photos that they're in now, they look, as a couple, they look so fucking happy and adorable together. And they just, like, they both have these glasses.
They're in their element.
They're so cute. And it has been a year since their wedding. And I know that they're going to look back on their wedding pictures, and that will have been the last time she ever wore a bra like that, a push-up bra, heels, and a dress in her life.
I'm so happy to be doing it. How did an hour already go by? Okay, what else do you want from me?
Well, let's give us your, last in a nutshell for just a photographer. I'm just a girl talking to a boy, telling him I love her. Whatever that is from Notting Hill. That was wrong. But just give us your last.
Telling him I love her.
Like, drop some wisdom on, like, hey, all of you listeners, because the majority of our listeners are in the process of planning their weddings. Maybe they already have a photographer.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to hire one.
And then drop the mic.
No, I feel like I've already said this, and I'll maybe reiterate it again, is literally be true to yourself, whether you're a vendor, LGBT vendor, friendly, gay friendly, whatever, or you're planning in the planning process. Be you, and if you are not you, you are going to kick yourself in the shin repeatedly. Whether you're planning the wedding, whether you are, you know, the florist or the photographer, and you're trying to market to new people, if you are not being authentic, your business is going to fail, or I don't say your wedding is going to fail. I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm just kidding.
Well,
it's not a fail. You'll
kick yourself. You'll just kick yourself.
Be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself. Be authentic.
I think you're the first person that's ever said that.
You're
be true
very
to yourself.
Funny. I have a shirt that says that, so it's trademark. That was mean, Christy.
Okay.
No, then I'm going to change it.
No, be authentic.
She's very comfortable
that's
with
good
you.
Advice because people doubt their decisions. They say, like, I don't want to wear a veil and a white dress.
Then don't.
But all the pressure, and my dad really wants the picture. Like,
right.
We think.
You literally have one life. You could die tomorrow.
Or today.
Or in
later
one
today.
Minute. You could die later today. Do what you want to do. Screw the veil. Screw the dress. Screw the pants. Whatever you want.
Totally.
Screw the, like, holding hands in your
screw
photos.
It.
Like, market to all the gay people by showing people making out. Like, do what you want and do it the right way and show love, and then you will go far in life.
Boom. Put a stamp on that.
Drop that mic.
Well, Steph Grant, you're a delight as always.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe I will have a small
glass of wine.
Oh, I wish
I was there. We go out right now.
Me too. Come on over.
Okay, great.
And to me.
Michelle, okay. Do you have anything?
Thank you, Deb and Connie. Client, this is the wine that they sent me, but not one bottle.
Ooh.
12.
I like that label.
Shelley Wright performed at their wedding. You need to look at her story and her documentary.
We love her.
Shameless plug because I believe in her and her story. Cheers.
She doesn't even need your plug.
She doesn't even need my plug.
Cheers.
Cheers. Maybe I will have a small glass before I go.
God. All right. Do the thing we do.
Please follow us on all the things. Pinterest. We are not on Pinterest yet. That is one thing we're not on.
Follow us on
Instagram.
You can follow me on
and
Pinterest.
Facebook and Patreon. TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com. And our website. You can download from our website. You can download from iTunes or whatever you're listening to right now. And you could leave us a review.
Spotify.
You can also follow me on Instagram at I'm Steph, the letter I, the letter M, STPH, or also Google Steph Grant because I beat out the porn star and the opera singer for SEO.
Excellent.
Ranking.
And we'll include all of her links.
Good job. You beat out the porno?
I'm really proud of that accomplishment.
All links will be on the show notes, and then we'll be using some promoting materials of yours also.
Wonderful.
So you guys can see her work on our sites as well. But, of course, delve in, because the blog posts for all of Steph's weddings are incredible, and it is a partner to the photos, I feel like. In your mission to tell people stories, that's one thing that not all photographers do, of course. So if you want to look into beautiful humans and their beautiful love stories, Steph has written a lot of them on her sites.
Oh, shucks. Thank you. I love you all.
Oh, thank you, Steph. Thank you so much. Happy planning, everybody. Love you, Christy. Love your show.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.